God so often works in two ways at the same time. And in the city of Jerusalem, in the book of Nehemiah, he's helping the people to rebuild the city. And at the same time, he's bringing spiritual renewal in their lives. Don't miss the deeper work of God in your city and in your heart as well. So as they gather together in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3, Ezra stands up and he reads the word of God from the break of day until noon. There's men, there's women, the whole city is gathered together and they're soaking up God's word. They're spending time in God's word. And I want to ask you today, how much time are you spending in God's word? If you're someone who enjoys reading, are you reading through a book? Do you have a plan? Maybe read through the Bible in a year. Or do you listen? Do you listen in your car as you're driving, as you're commuting? Do you listen to different messages, preachers? How are you soaking in God's word? Are you really spending good time in God's word? Or are you distracted? Do you have a lot of other hobbies or interests? And there's other things that are vying for your time, and maybe you've been neglecting time in God's word. So God's deeper work in this verse right here is that they are spending quality time together in God's word. That's a foundation for a family, for any person who wants to have a solid walk with God. But you might have to be intentional and really protect that time. And as you get into God's word, your soul is going to prosper. Your soul is going to be nourished. But take that step to set apart time. Make a plan today for the week. Get some new habits where you're in God's word and just enjoy that time with the Lord.